You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. On this Thursday, Dr. Cheryl White takes us back in time to find the origins of the mythical unicorn.
At the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, in their expansive Renaissance-era collection at the Cloisters, there is a late 15th century Dutch tapestry that depicts the killing of a unicorn and its delivery to a nearby castle lord. Such artworks are evidence of the medieval and early modern interest in an animal straight out of man's imagination. Among mythical and legendary creatures not known to exist, there is none so well promoted than the unicorn. The earliest appearance of this instantly recognizable creature was in ancient Mesopotamia, in cave drawings that date to the 2nd millennium BC, and references to a single-horned creature of great beauty can also be found in Greek literature about the middle of the 1st millennium BC. In one account from that time period, there is a description of a wild horse with a white body, a purple head, and blue eyes, and upon its head, according to the account, was a single long horn. Because of these early descriptions, the mythical lore of this mysterious unicorn grew throughout the ancient world and spread into Western Europe by the time of the early Middle Ages. The legends associated with this creature included the magical and healing powers believed to be in the horn of the animal, and references to it even turn up in many medieval chronicles. Interestingly, these accounts suggest that the creature could be captured, but only by a virgin sacrifice. Some medieval writers even likened the unicorn to Christ, and it makes more than a few appearances in beautiful illuminated manuscripts of that time period. There apparently was also quite the trade in cups made of unicorn horn, thought to bring health and wealth to all who drank from it. The Venetian adventurer Marco Polo describes one in his account of his epic journeys in the 13th century, and even the great Leonardo da Vinci, in his notebooks, wrote about hunting unicorns. Heraldry across the Middle Ages is replete with depictions of the unicorn. Noble houses adopted it for the symbolism of uniqueness and prosperity. They are shown as being chained or otherwise held captive, a reference to its legendary, elusive, and wild nature. Many such depictions are quite colorful, adding a quality of otherworldliness to them. So what exactly might this mysterious and elusive creature of legend be? What were the ancient artists of Mesopotamia depicting? What did those ancient writers of Greek literature intend when they described the colorful horse with a single horn? Some of the suggested answers are the obvious ones. Did the ancients simply see what we now know to be a rhinoceros? Did Greek narratives make this creature more elaborate and beautiful, likening it to what they might have deemed a more noble animal, a horse? And how did the legend get transferred into the Middle Ages and beyond? This is a fascinating example of the historical contagion of legend, one that begins in isolation but spreads through direct cultural contact. It is a reminder to us that the ancient world had great cross-cultural shared experiences and perhaps even a common folklore. In this case, the unicorn, be it a rhinoceros or a dazzlingly colorful single-horned horse, found its way into medieval society because of its mystical allure. Its legend, passed through oral tradition as well as the translation of texts, promised healing and prosperity. It is perhaps not hard to see why such a creature would be sought after in the forest of medieval Europe, or even why some claim to have seen one. The unicorn, an animal straight out of legend, perhaps inspired by other creatures, but one which has a significant commentary about human existence and human reality.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.